Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only tap dancing machine, Savion Glover, who's bringing All Funked Up to National Theater on February 23rd and 24th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to being there.
I believe this is kicking off a national tour you're doing. Is this, we're the first stop?
This is the first stop for this particular production of All Funked Up. And, you know, I have, I guess, a special relationship or dedication to the D.C. area and community, specifically the dance community. So, you know, it was only right that we accepted the invitation from the theater to do this production.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your D.C. connection, too. I remember seeing you do something at the Tony Bennett thing at D.A.R. with Vanessa Williams. Memories of that really quick. That night must have been insane.
Oh, yeah. That was a really cool night. I was happy to know that tap dancing would be included in such a, you know, esteemed evening. So aside from that, and just being able to be there and honor, you know, Tony Bennett and his great contributions, it was pleasurable.
Absolutely. But as for the show, we're going to see at National Theater. What can we expect to see? It's like a six-piece band with you. You know, I guess paint a picture, since it's radio. Paint a picture for our listeners of, you know, what exactly the evening will look and sound like.
Yeah, basically, my goal and continued effort towards awareness of tap dancing through these productions are just that, just a continuation of allowing people to enjoy tap dancing as they would enjoy whether it's a rock and roll concert or gospel concert or jazz concert or what have you. It's just on that vibe. So All Funked Up, I'm just dealing with basically music that I think maybe a more familiar audience wouldn't anticipate me tap dancing to. So it's funky, it's loose, it's live, it's high energy. I might have a couple of special guests from a couple of friends down there, a couple of tap dancers who I, you know, either know or have grown with and shared space with. So we're going to have some surprises, and I think it's just going to be a heck of a couple of nights.
No, that's awesome. We can't wait for all the little surprise guests. That's a nice little teaser.
Yes.
Take me all the way back to the beginning. I want to know how you got into tap dancing as a kid, because I know your great-grandfather was a heck of a ball player. So how did you not go down the baseball route? How did you go into tap dancing? How did you get bit by that bug?
It was simple. My mother just signed us up, myself and my two older brothers. She just signed us up for tap classes, and that was it. You know, that was my basic introduction to tap dancing. But of course, it wasn't until later on, years later, when I met these wonderful men like, you know, Jimmy Slide and Gregory Hines and Lon Chaney and Honey Coles and all of these great masters of this art form. And once I, you know, became born again into the art form, you know, it just changed my life. And not changed my life, but allowed me to identify with a journey or an approach that would best allow me to express my life, and that would be through this dance and through these men and through their influence and teachings and love and generosity and everything else. So, you know, it was like that through my mother and then basically through these men.
That's awesome. And then I know you made your Broadway debut in The Tap Dance Kid at like age 11. Man, you have to be one of the that you were so you're so tiny back then. What do you remember walking out on that stage the very first time and thinking, wow, I'm on freaking Broadway?
I was never really like into the showbiz aspect of what it was. Everything is just like the next thing to do. It's
right.
Just, all right, that's what we're doing now, you know?
Right.
Even though it was Broadway, it was just across the water for us. It was just taking a trip to go be doing something, you know, because my mother always had us into, you know, into something, whether it was Boy Scouts or, you know, whatever, man, you know? So, you know, Broadway, it was just another building of course, I'm honored, and it's my proud privilege to say that I am a part of that community. But, you know, all in all, it's just another stage, and it's just another platform for me to share the gift and the talent with the people, man. So I'm looking forward to whatever the next place is for me to explore that.
What do you think it is? What is going to be the next one? I guess it's National Theater.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think it's going to be with you guys down there. And looking forward to that. Encouraging everybody to come on out and just enjoy themselves, you know, enjoy the dance, enjoy the environment.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait. I guess just sort of in closing, I want to know your take on, you know, who you think are the best to ever do it in the past, and your some of your tapping contemporaries you admire too.
The best to ever do it was God. He's still the best. There will never be anyone greater, and whomever is next in line, whom I don't know, but I wish them good luck.
That's a hell of an answer. Hey, I've always wondered. I just admire the art form so much. And but do your feet ever get tired, man?
No, I mean, at this point, it's all mental. You know, at some point, it has to become you. So we channel and learn how to express ourselves through our art or through our work, and it becomes a different muscle to work. Basically, the physicality is basically a given, and that's just Father Time doing what it does. But a lot of things over time, you know, just become a mental massaging, a brain thing, a mind thing. You know, you work the physicality of that out through whatever the art is. So my body is experiencing 44 years of living.
Right, so right. Well, I can't.
I'm still good.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait for to see one day the tap off between Savion and God.
Well, I'll meet you there.
All right, let's do National Theater first, and then we can do that. We can do that in another lifetime, sir.
Yeah, you know.
Awesome. You're hilarious. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We can't wait to see you out there.
Thank you, Jason. You guys have a good one.
All right, bye.